I want to learn. Everybody have a sheet?
Yeah.
I want to learn two words in this week's parsha and a few different approaches to those words as follows. So the Torah begins with the whole story of Avram bearing Sarah Imenu, Chevron, Machpelah, the story with Ephron Achiti. It's that story itself is a very, very fundamental story in interpersonal relationships and business dealings and being able to hear people under the surface. It requires a lot of limud, but we're going to skip that story and go to the first pasuk in the next story, which is the rest of the parsha, and that is the story of the sending of Eliezer on his mission to go find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu, right? And the Torah introduces that story with the following pasuk: Va'avram zakin bavi yamim, v'Hashem beyachas Avram bakol. And Avram, literal simple translation, and Avram was old and he came in his days, and God blessed Avram with everything. There's a few different Pshatim Rashi bring down, Chazal bring down of what that the last word in the pasuk means. What does it mean that God blessed Avram with everything? Ayin Shem, but I want to focus on the words. Avram Zakin Vabi Yamin. He was coming with his days, or coming in his days. So I want to learn together quickly three approaches, three different opinions, three different ways of explaining this phrase Vabi Yamin. Avram was old. He was an elderly man who was coming in his days. So we'll begin with the Pshat of Rav Shamshon of Al-Hirsch, a beautiful approach. Maybe the most closely related to the pshat of the psukim, but certainly a very beautiful and insightful idea from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, we're not going to do everything inside, but Rav Hirsch says that the way a Jew is meant to live is that this world and the next world are meant to go hand in hand. Right? We're meant to realize that this world is like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, this world is like a prosdor. This world is like a hallway. It's like the entranceway. And the destination, the grand ballroom, is the world to come. And a person is meant to live this world as such. What happens? What happens is, in the hallway, in the entranceway, before you get to the grand ballroom, there's tons of distractions. There's tons of stuff going on. There's so many things. There's so much, you know, like a child, like Mashallah Davidoma, you go to a baseball game, right? So you go to a baseball game, right? Outside the baseball game, you know, there's people selling t-shirts and people selling drinks and ice creams or a football game, maybe, a rugby game. Outside there's all the vendors and you take a child, oh man, can I get that drink and that t-shirt and that scorecard and that, you know. It's just that we're not even inside yet. Then you get inside the stadium, and inside you have, you could do it. Now you're back to baseball. You have the fast pitch booth or the batting cage booth. Anybody talking about at a hockey game? You know who has fastest stop shot booth, or at the football game? Who can throw the ball through the best quarterback booth? Right? But that's not even what you're there for. You're there to get into your seat to watch the game, right? There's so many distractions, there's so many things on the way to the ultimate destination that could cause one to totally forget, totally get confused, totally get distracted about what's the ikar and what's the tafel, what's the primary, what's the secondary, what's the end, what's the goal, and what's just, on the way to get to that goal. Says Rav Hirsch that Avram Avinu's life was such that he was bab yamin. In his words, I'll just read the underline, Yimei chayev hayu avura, Pilon mefulash prosdor hamovil hayashar l'chayei olam haba. That Avram lived his life. Avram's life was such that his days in this world, in this lifetime, were a straight path leading directly to the ultimate goal. Bab Yamim means, says Rav Hirsch beautifully, he came in his days. What does that mean? It means that his life constantly was clearly just a path to get to the ultimate destination. There was no distractions. There was no veering off the path. there was no confusion, there was no, you know, mistaking the ikar for the tafel, the tafel for the ikar, there was no mistaking the secondary for the primary for the secondary. It was totally clear, and his life was, Baba Yamin literally means that it was very clear that his life was this prosdor, his life was this passageway leading directly to the world to come, to the true destination of life. And that's a beautiful interpretation of Rav Hirsch. Number two is a beautiful interpretation from the Lubavitch Rebbe. This is based on this is a much, much bigger sicha, a much bigger essay or talk that the Lubavitch Rebbe once gave, discussing at length the whole concept of chinuch, of education for mitzvos, which is a big topic in halacha, a big topic in hashkafa, where we know that young children from a certain age are something called gil chinuch, and we have to educate them for how to do mitzvos, right? And Rabbi Jeremy spoke at length about this concept of chinuch, this concept of education, how to teach children how to do mitzvot. And in that context, he brings up these psukim, and he quotes an idea from the Zohar. And what does the Zohar say? The Zohar says an idea, and many, many Hasidic works quote this idea from the Zohar. And it says, V'avram zakin babi yamim, sha'avram avinu avad avodato b'meshach kol yimei chayav. He served his work, his spiritual work, his entire life. Ad shekol yamav hayu yomin shleimim. And he says, and this is the way many explain this idea from the Zohar, that Avram's life was so complete, was so full, was so imbued with meaning from beginning to end, that he came with all of his days. Meaning what? Like the word, like the pasuk says, literally, Babi Amav, he came with his days, meaning what? He was able to say, look, here are my days. From zero to, how many years did Avram live? 175, I believe that's correct. 175. From zero to 175, here, they're all right here. Look, I'm proud of each and every one of them. And I want to show them all off. He came with his days, literally. Here are my days. Look at them. I'm so proud of them. I'm so shalem with them. And that's the idea from the Zohar. But the Lubavitch Rebbe asks, and many Rabbi Nachman Breslov speaks about that idea. The Lubavitch Rebbe asks a very fundamental question about on that idea. And that is, we know Avram's prehistory or history, the beginning of Avram Avinu's life. What's the beginning of Avram's life? That's right. He was raised an idolater, right? And he quotes from Chazal that maybe it was at 3 years old he met God, or maybe it was at 40 years old that he met God, or maybe it was 40 years old or 48. Different opinions in Chazal, but however you want to slice it, it's not till Avram was developed or very significantly developed that he began a relationship with God, and he left the ways of his father, right? To the extent that when we first met Avram, God had to tell him, Lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'ladetcha, me'savicha, right? Leave all that stuff, implying that he still is connected to some way of life, some culture, some religion, some tradition that God had to say, get away from here. So the Lubavitch Rebbe acts on this concept, on this teaching from the Zohar. How could it be that Avram was so complete with his days, with such pride and joy and satisfaction, that he could say, here are all of my days, with completeness and shlemus and pride? You hear the question? Everybody hear the question?
Not really.
Again, the Zohar says that at the end of his life, Avram was he had gotten to a level of completeness in his life, and he was able with great pride to say, here are all my days. Right? If somebody were to come to me, parenthetically, before you give us your answer, if someone would come to me and say, you know, tell me about your life, every single detail, every single moment, every single day, I probably would have to, hide a good portion of my life, because I have shame and embarrassment, and I'm not proud of it, and I made mistakes, and there's things that I wish I hadn't done, things I wish I would have done differently, you know, things where I really didn't live up to my potential, right? I'm not proud of every single moment of my life. So the Lubavitcher asks, how could it be that at the end of his life, Avram said, here are all my days. We know that Avram didn't begin the process of developing a relationship with God and monotheistic service, you know, until much later, 40 years, 48 years old, however many he was. So how could he be so proud of all of his days?
Christmas thing, so he had like no shame.
No shame. He said, here are all of my days. And the Zohar says, with shlemus, with completeness, with pride, with joy, with satisfaction. Yeah, Benny?
I think it shows his maturity, showing how he grew from being a
pagan. Exactly. And also exactly.
Until he found God.
Also, we learned that if you do true
tshuva,
then the days return from.
And that's exactly what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. Lubavitcher Rebbe says that a person who does true growth, true development, true transformation, they don't have shame about their past. They don't live with regret. They don't live with, I wish it could have been, should have been. They realize, and Chevra, this is such an important message for us who are hopefully developing for the rest of our lives, but certainly in a big year of development and some kind of transformation. And when a person goes through a transformation, they very could easily fall into regret, whether it's in the long past or whether it's in the near past or whether it's in the process of transformation. There's mistakes made along the way. A person could go through tremendous amounts of regret and frustration and dissatisfaction in the process. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, no, the whole point is Avraham knew and recognized that his entire life story, those which one may not be so likely to normally be proud of, Avraham recognized that that's part of his story. As one of the great sociologists says, a person who's my wife is a big fan of, and by association I become a fan of, Brené Brown. If anybody's heard of her, she has some great books. I think this is her line she uses. If not, it's used in self help and growth culture out there in the world. And that is to own your story. You got to own your story. What does it mean to own your story? Own your story means this is my life. This is the lot that God gave me. So there's things in the past that I'm not proud of, or there's things in the past that aren't in line with my value system today. Okay. I'm a work in progress. And we're works in progress until our last day. Exactly. We're works in progress until the last day of our life. Why was Avram able to come to God and come to the end of his life and come to the completion of his life with such pride and such joy and such satisfaction? Not because they were all perfect. Not because every single step of the way was tzaddik level. No, he grew up a pagan. He grew up in house idolatry. He didn't meet God until 40, 48 years old. But that doesn't matter. If a person is a growing person, if a person is a developing person, if a person is a mature and honest person, then no matter what happens during the process, even if there are mistakes and things that we regret, things that we're not proud of, that's okay. That's okay.
It makes you who you are.
Yeah, that's right. And not only makes us who we are, it's part of God's plan for us. God didn't make us born into the person that we were as a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes like that. We were born as the person that we were because there's something tremendous that we are meant to achieve from that specific place that we all come from. And that's this beautiful message about Avraham Avinu from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and that's idea number two. And we'll finish with idea number three from the great Hasidic master, the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Leib Alter of Ger from the 1800s, one of the great Hasidic masters, the Sfas Emes, and he says the following. What does it mean? Avraham Babi Yamin, he says, "Shehivi imo kol haharot shehayalo b'chol yom davar miyuchad shenivra alav ukshemet hevi imo kol hayamim." He quotes from his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, Rav Yitzchak Meir Gor, Richard Meir Gor, the first Rebbe of Ger, who says something so beautiful, and this is also something we should put in our pockets. He says, "We have so many moments of inspiration in our life." So many moments of clarity, so many moments of truth, so many moments of connection. But what's human nature? What's human nature? Human nature is, it fades away. We have those moments of inspiration, those moments of truth, those moments of feeling it and being connected and tapped in and zoned in, but it fades away. And we don't properly hold on to them. Says the Chiddushei Arim, what does it mean for Avram Zakim Babiyamim? Avram had his days. Avram never let those moments, never let those experiences switch away. And this is a big challenge for each and every one of us, especially in a year like this, which is so full of so much inspiration and so much truth and so much connection. But very often, we get it, and then it slips away. We don't hold on to it properly. But says the Sfas Emes, Bab Yamin Shekol Ha'arot Shayalom Nisharu Etzlo La'olam, that this is what was happening by Avraham Avinu. He was able to hold on to all of those moments, hold on to all of those inspirations. Shederach Kol Adam Kishemargisha is a Ha'arav Adavar Chadash Adipal Ma'at. Right? What is human nature? In the underline, a person is moved, a person is inspired, but afterwards, Nityashu Etzlo Ve'ino Mitorera the Yidia Zo'od. I was so inspired. I sat in that class. I had that Shabbos. We sang that song. I had that tefillah. I did this chesed. We did this incredible thing. And I was feeling it. And then, as Paul Simon said, slip sliding away. It just, you know, anybody?
Yeah.
It slip sliding away. It just pitter patters away. It fades away. But Avraham Avinu, ube'enas tzarich adam, but a person must, lizkor tamid, remember constantly, kol hisorus v'arus shayalo. A person has to try their best to remember, and I'm going to give a piece of advice that I don't follow myself, even though I've actually been thinking recently about trying to do this, but a piece of advice that I don't follow myself, keeping a journal, especially during yeshiva. I think it's something very, very, very meaningful to keep a journal of moments of connection and things that moved us and inspired us, because things can slip away so easily. Whether it's you're a person like me who has a terrible memory and just intellectually just we don't hold on to stuff, or there's a feeling that's so profound and so wonderful and so high and so special that we just want to hold on to it forever, and if we don't concretize it, if we don't put it into words somehow, we're not going to be able to hold on to it. But says this Vasemus, we have to hold on to it. Right, and he says that this is what the Torah says, what the Torah tells us in Chumash Dvarim, to remember Mamad Har Sinai, and to remember what happened to Mamad Har Sinai. Hillel, give that sitter for a second. I think it's in here in the Sheish Zechiros. Yeah, anybody say after davening every day the Sheish Zechiros, the six remembrances?
No.
Anybody ever heard of the six remembrances before?
Yes.
So right here. So the Torah says, Dvarim Dalet Tes. Raki Shomer Lecha, check it out. There's a tradition. It's a custom. It's a nice custom. There's six things, and there's some lists that are even longer, that we're supposed to remember. Remember Yitzchak Mitzrayim, remember Har Sinai, remember Amalek, remember Maisa Egel, remember Miriam, and remember Shabbos, right? What? Lashon Hara. The Tzaras and Lashon Hara are a very, very big deal.
I see where that is.
It's right after Shacharis and Arutz Sitter. So what does it say by Har Sinai? Remember Har Sinai. Remember that the Jew. Right. This is a tremendous example. This is what I'm bringing. Har Sinai was the most revolutionary, earth-shattering, you know, inspirational moment that human beings have ever experienced of all time. Right. I in the Discovery Seminar last week. Right. National Revelation. Right. It was the most unbelievable moment that humanity has ever experienced. But what?
They let
it slip away. It slips away. It fades away. And the Torah knew that. The Torah says you have to remember it and hold on to it. Why? Because you're going to forget it. Because human nature is such that you will likely forget it. Says the Sfas Emes, this is the idea of Avram over here, that people forget things, that people are human, and people have bad memories and don't hold on to things. However, tzarich liyot bizikaron bizchachos tamid, ach bada hashicha bali day sheminiach miyad ha'ar v'nitiva b'teva v'gashmias. We fall back into habits. We fall back into laziness or whatever it may be, and things slip away. What does it mean that Avram had all of his days? He didn't let things slip away. He held on to things, and that, I think that's such a tremendous. That's not a Superman type of thing, right? Sometimes we talk about great people. So the mitos and the attributes and the characteristics or the accomplishments are like Superman type things, right? Like Moshe was on Har Sinai and he fasted for 40 days, right? I don't think that's an idea that, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be fasting for 40 days to receive the Torah from God. You know, maybe, could be, but you know, that's Superman level. You guys maybe can do Superman level things. I myself have no chance. But this is not a Superman level type thing that we can take from Avraham Avinu. At least a try. Hold on to those things. We feel moved. We feel inspired. We feel connected. We feel like we've encountered truth. To hold on to them. And when we hold on to them, they build up and build up and build up, and we develop this persona, we develop this identity that's completely refined and purified and inspired from all of these things, and we don't just allow ourselves to fall back into the pre-inspired person that we were beforehand. To sum up, three pshatim in Avram Zakin Babi Yamim. Pshat number one is from Rav Hirsch, Babi Yamim, that his days were a straight path towards the destination, not getting distracted along the way, not stopping at all of the side vendors before getting to the ultimate destination, but that his life here was such that he didn't get distracted, and he knew where he was going, and he knew what the purpose of this life was meant to be, to lead him to. Pshat number two from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that from Beis HaZohar, that he had pride and confidence and joy in all the days of his life. But some of the days of his life were full of misbehavior and idolatry, pagan culture. It doesn't make a difference. When a person recognizes that their story is their story and that God gave them their story, a person can find tremendous meaning, satisfaction, and pride in their entire story, knowing that it's every step of the way is meant to make them the person that they are meant to become. And pshat number three from the Sfas Emes, we have inspiration and moments of clarity, moments of truth throughout our life. And very often, most people, we let them slip and slide away, but Avram was able to hold on to them, to grasp them, to make sure that they didn't slide away, and help them make him the great person that he was by the end of his life.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.